Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, one issue you haven't heard much about this election season is peace in the Middle East. The process stalled after the Trump administration officially recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The administration has also cut money to groups that promote dialogue and relationships between Israelis and Palestinians. It's part of a U.S. strategy to put pressure on Palestinians to cooperate with a U.S. peace process. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
The Interfaith Encounter Association runs meetings between Israelis and Palestinians, like this musical group.
Yeah.
One Palestinian and three Israelis meet in Jerusalem once a week and jam to Middle Eastern melodies. Israeli Shani Regev is lead singer.
This specific song, it's about, like, you know, it's about the differences, and I think it's very relevant because even though we have differences, we still believe in, like, you know, trying to build something together, and we specifically in this group trying to use music as some sort of way to communicate.
Israelis and Palestinians often can't visit each other's areas without special permits. The Interfaith group arranges a military permit for Palestinian Marwan Zahaika to come to Jerusalem for rehearsals. He plays the oud, a Middle Eastern guitar.
It's urgent that there be communication between the two sides in the Holy Land. If I don't come to these meetings and no one else does either, we won't understand each other, and this whole story won't end.
On the kanun, a kind of zither, is 17-year-old Dror Yechezkeli. He's from a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. He says this is the only place he meets with a Palestinian.
This connection between Jews and Arabs through music is an amazing thing. The music I love the most is their music, Arabic music.
The association said it had been awarded $150,000 from the U.S. to create more groups like this, but the money was cut. U.S. officials wouldn't discuss the individual cuts, but said money would be redirected for programs in Israel that don't include Palestinians. This came after the U.S. recognized Israel's claim to Jerusalem as its capital, and Palestinians, who seek part of the city for their capital, ended contacts with U.S. officials. U.S. envoy Jason Greenblatt tweeted that these peace activities would be, quote, meaningless if Palestinian leaders don't work with the U.S. on its peace plan. Yehuda Stolov directs the Interfaith Encounter Association.
Like everybody else, I have no idea what is the plan, but I know that it will not work without building the relationships. Because both political leaderships, both in Israel, but even more so in the Palestinian Authority, are weak. They are not able to lead for change. The leadership for change have to come from the people.
U.S. government money has been crucial, providing the biggest grants these groups got, says Joel Bronald of the Washington-based Alliance for Middle East Peace. For years, he's lobbied Congress to fund peace programs.
If we don't do this seriously and systemically, if we don't think about how do we try and make sure that the next generation doesn't hate each other, we don't stand a chance because there are no constituencies that will push their leadership to make anything except for what the status quo is.
Another group that's received money from the U.S. is Kids for Peace, where Israeli and Palestinian kids meet weekly from age 11 till they graduate high school. The U.S. government gave the group $800,000 in the last 2.5 years, doubling the size of the organization. But now organizers are afraid the support will end. The U.S. funding cuts have led to a perception among some Palestinians that the U.S. is against them, and Palestinians shouldn't even be a part of these peace groups anymore.
That's what many in my community feel. That's what many in my family feel.
That's 16-year-old Palestinian Omar Dahle, who's in Kids for Peace.
And oftentimes this leaves me in a sense of despair as to what I can do, and it makes my work as a peace activist a whole lot harder.
Other groups running peace programs also lost U.S. money, but don't want to speak out about it. They still hope to get U.S. money in the future. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.